number three. The starting lineup is on the air. 656-9900 is your phone number. Will West, Eric Kane, Colin Castleberry here with you. 656-9900 is the phone number you need to know because it's time to play the game.
Time to play the game.
656-9900. I'm going to be very real. Usually our phone lines are jam-packed before you get to the break. They were not. Everybody dropped over the break. So now you can call in. We have phone lines available. 656-9900 is your phone number. Will West, Eric Kane here with you. If you don't know how the game works, 805, your opportunities to win big-time prizes. Today we have a family four-pack to the Lady Vols against Texas A&M coming up on Sunday. Your opportunity to win this great prize is going to be a great event. They're trying to get 12K and TBA, and they've got tons of stuff for the kids coming up on Sunday as well, and all tickets for this one are just going to be $5. So if you're looking for something to do on Sunday, a great thing to do, go see the Lady Vol game. I'll just say this especially. If you are a hashtag girl dad, that is the first time that Avery ever did anything like that, and I remember her watching, we were watching women's basketball, and I'd always watch, she'd sit down with me and sit on my lap and watch the Celtics play back in the day, but the first time she watched women's basketball, and I didn't realize that, like, I dropped the ball somewhere, she said, "The girls, you mean the girls can play like the boys do?" And I was like, "Oh man, I've dropped the ball here." So that's, you know what I mean? It's an opportunity to kind of get your daughter involved in sports. It's a great date as well.
I'll say that too. It's Valentine's Day today. Take your sweetheart Sunday.
You know, so the Lady Ball game date is one of the best dates that you can have because you've got a lot to react to, a lot to play off of. It's not just you at a dinner face to face.
Got that kiss cam.
Trying to figure it out.
You're kind of new.
Yeah, because you never know. You may be able to move things along for you a little bit. But again, allvols.com is where you can find tickets to that game on Sunday at Thompson Bowling Arena. Spin the wheel for us, Colin Castleberry. Tell us what game we're going to play. We prepare four games every single day. Today it's going to be Who Am I? It is on this day in 1973, Steve McNair was born. So we're going famous Titans / Oilers.
Tighten up!
Or Oiler up. I don't know what that means. I just feel like I violated an FCC rule in some way or shape or form saying
Houston,
Oiler
up. Houston Roughneck up because they stole the Oilers logo.
Yeah. So 656-9900 is your phone number. Here's how Who Am I works. You'll have up to five clues to guess who the person is that we are talking about. Your category today is famous Titans / Houston Oilers. And Bill is first on the line. Bill, would you like to take your clues from me or from Eric Kane?
Let's go you.
All right, here we go. Bill, clue number one, and again, is famous Titans / Oilers. Clue number one, I was born in Tyler, Texas in 1955. 55, so he's 64 years of age.
Let's go with Warren Moon.
It is not Warren Moon.
Good guess.
That was a good guess, though. Clue number two. I was drafted by the Oilers from the University of Texas with the first pick of the 1978 NFL draft.
Ernest Givens?
It is not Ernest Givens. You know what? I like the way you're thinking here. Clue number three. As a running back, I was a five-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro, and 1979 NFL MVP. Running
Earl
back.
Campbell.
Earl Campbell. Okay, now hang on the line. Three is a very nice number. Eric is next in on the starting lineup. Eric, you and Eric Kane, it's Eric time.
Yeah, first of all, strong name. So congratulations there. You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right, famous Titans or Orioles. Oilers of all time.
Here Oiler we go. Up.
Clue number one. I was born on September 3rd, 1976 in Fort Myers, Florida. So I'm 43 years old.
Ooh, 43.
You know, clue number two.
Yeah, go for it.
Here we go. I was a three-time Pro Bowler, one-time All-Pro defender. Three-time Pro Bowler, one-time All-Pro defender.
Bruce Matthews?
Not Bruce Matthews. All right, clue number three. Yeah. I was the 16th overall selection in the 1999 draft, where I went on to win Defensive Rookie of the Year in 1999. Selected 16th overall, 99, went on to
win. I'll just say this. We watched him play at Neyland Stadium, and there may have been field goals that were field goal posts that got drug up Cumberland Avenue after that game.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right, here we go. We're just going.
You want to throw out a guess? Throw out some guess, Eric. This is your last chance here.
Dang, I got the name on the tip of my tongue, but I'm just going. I don't have it, guys.
Well, would you just for fun here? You'll get it right here.
Dyson, but I
nicknamed the freak. You know it now.
Oh, Javon Curry.
Yeah. All right, Bill, the big winner. Congratulations, Bill. How are you, sir? Hey, congratulations, Bill. Fantastic job with the Earl Campbell pick. Bill's your big winner on the game today. So hold on to the line. We'll get Colin Castleberry to get your information. One note, you do need to get here by before 4 o'clock today to be able to pick up those tickets for Tennessee versus Texas A&M, Lady Vols versus Texas A&M on Sunday. And if you can't get here, you can send somebody else, Bill, if you want to. But Colin Castleberry will get your information. 656-9900 is your phone number. Why aren't we watching the Daytona 500, the All-Star Game, the way that we used to in years past? We'll talk about it next. Starting lineup, 99.1 The Sports Animal. Time now for a Tennessee Lottery Sports Update. And 656-9900 is your phone number. Will West, Eric Kane, Colin Castleberry. Time was, this was a huge sports weekend. Time was, Daytona 500 was stop what you're doing. Daytona 500 is on. I'm just telling you, in the 80s and 90s, when the dunk contest came on, you stopped what you were doing on that Saturday night. You didn't make plans because I'm about to watch Jordan go against Neek. I'm about to watch Kobe Bryant try to take on the field. I'm about to watch, and even when it was nobody, Zeke didn't know that well. I mean, D. Brown with the dunk contest was something that everybody knows where they were when D. Brown did the no-look thing, and covered his eyes with the dunk. It used to be must-watch. Watching Larry Bird not even take his warm-up shirt off and just go tell him, boys, who's finishing in second place, and then go out there and smoke everybody. Because he could. And it wasn't like he was going up against jabronis. It was Reggie Miller. It was Craig Hodges. It was the best of the best that have ever done it.
You know, in terms of the league overall, and then that, you know, has lack of viewership and all that stuff, goes on with the conversation we're talking about. But for the NBA, Ron on Twitter brings up a good point. I love basketball and NBA guy, but I hate the new NBA way where everyone is best friends. And so, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, a couple of decades ago, I mean, it was enemies. I mean, you had the bad boy New York Knicks.
I heard it one time. Cornbread Maxwell is a guy who does color commentary for the Boston Celtics. And he said,
What's his name again?
Cornbread Maxwell.
Love it.
Cedric Maxwell. And he said, if I saw James Worthy at a mall, we'd fight. That's just what it was. We were sworn enemies like that where, now, maybe we were a little crazy back in the day, but I would rather have a little more of that than what we have right now.
Yeah, we're literally everyone is... You know,
we have the same agent. We're wearing business deals outside
of basketball and all this stuff.
Nobody would wear Durant's shoe. If I'm Kevin Durant, then I ain't wearing Durant's shoe. Is my name Paul George? Then why would I wear the Paul George shoe?
Exactly.
No, not gonna do it. Guys wouldn't wear the Jordans, and Jordan was Jordan, and people wouldn't wear the Jordans. It was that whatsoever. And Larry and Magic would do the poster thing together. They also might fight the next time they saw each other. And they were friends, but they also might fight.
Yeah.
So there was always that thing of that level of competition that was like that we just don't have anymore. And maybe that is part of it that's that. I do think, I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, but our mayor, Glenn Jacobs, when he was at the gym earlier, texted me about what we're talking about, why the Daytona 500 isn't what it used to be. And it doesn't pull the ratings that it used to. Baseball isn't what it used to be. The NBA, basketball, isn't what it used to be. Some portion of it is manufactured drama. Right now, we created this thing called freedom of movement in basketball where we don't have a big man in the lane so that you have guards that drive into the lane and nobody can be there to guard them, and they have a free shot at the lane because everybody thought it was so great when Jordan and Dominique and those guys would drive into the lane with contact and they'd make some awesome dunk and it would make all the highlight reels. So the NBA said, let's find a way to create a bunch of highlight reels.
Yeah.
What do people love? People love the long ball. So let's have a juice baseball, and you have solo home runs or strikeouts and nothing in between, so we can try to create drama that way. Because home runs, everybody knows where they were when Kirk Gibson hit the home run, if you were alive when Kirk Gibson hit their home run. Because it might be the biggest moment in this generation can remember seeing in baseball is that Kirk Gibson would have been thrown. If he'd have hit the ball dead center against the wall, he'd have been thrown out at first because of his injuries. Instead, he hits the home run.
Yeah. I wasn't even alive then. I remember it was 1987, right?
Yeah.
And he hit it over right field. Yeah, I remember. And then he hobbled around the bases.
So we're trying to create that. I do think some portion of it, too, is in this era of player empowerment. We're doing what the players want, not what the fan wants. Too much, unfortunately. Or what the owner wants, not what the fan wants. Too much, unfortunately. We don't have real commissioners anymore that are watching out for the good of the sport, for what's best for the sport itself, and the players may like it or they may not like it. The owners may like it or may not like it. Now it's just, let's try to manufacture the things that we love about sports. We're trying to artificially manufacture and synthetically manufacture these things.
Look at the new proposed Major League Baseball playoff expansions, you know, released by the New York Post. That was leaked to the New York Post earlier this week.
Yeah, and that's called a trial balloon, if you don't know, where they're trying to leak this out to see if we're all going to crush it.
And a mission accomplished.
Yeah,
and you're trying to go from 10 to 14 teams in the playoffs. You're trying to have give a first round bye to the team with the best record in the regular season, and then the rest of the remaining playoff field, your next two division winners, you're saying, okay, you get to pick who you want to play in the Major League Baseball playoffs. And I made the comment, you know, this is not the SBHL, you know, nothing against minor league hockey. I think it's great. I think it's needed. I think that's fun. But this is professional baseball, and so it's another gimmick to try to, you know, entice, you know, first of all, get more teams involved, more fan bases involved, keep them hanging on a little longer, and then trying to create a mimic to make it fun, put it live on television as a selection show.
Yeah, as a reality television.
Everything's got to have a selection show nowadays, yeah, too. It's unneeded.
But you know who doesn't? The National Football League. The National Football League doesn't have that. National Football League goes and puts out the best product it can. And look, do they have problems? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what we're all doing? Yeah. What's targeting in college? You know what I mean? Like,
now,
so
yeah,
football,
yeah.
But we all watch football, and we're not watching.
Watch.
And here's the thing. I am of the opinion that we all have our one thing outside of football. Like, we all watch football. And if you look at the 7 of the top 10 programs for women last year, women were NFL games. And the other 3 were the Oscars, the Grammys, and the final episode ever of The Big Bang Theory. And so it's, I think we have yours is baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Mine used to be the NBA. Now it's soccer. And we all watch the football, and then we choose the one other thing because you just don't have time in the day to watch all of these other sports, I think, is a little bit of it. Jacob is first in this segment on the starting lineup. Jacob, 20-30-40 club. Where are you at, man?
Man, I'm in my 30s still.
There you go. Still in the 30s.
Years, man. Yeah. I really love the topic today, and I agree with you about the NBA. You would think that Adam Silver and the NBA brass would realize, hey, we would get more butts in seats, we would get more eyeballs on our product if we would do away with positionless basketball. You had a true center again, and there was no freedom of movement. You know, if you tune in to, like, the 30 for 30s on the Bad Boys in Detroit, or, like, you know, they've got one on Dennis Rodman, that's really the only place that you could see basketball, NBA basketball, rather, at its best. And if it would go back to that, ratings would shoot through the roof, don't you think?
Yeah, no, I absolutely do. If basketball looked like what we've always seen from basketball, instead of trying to make it look like the AAU game, it would be, the ratings would go back to where they were. Freedom of movement in the NBA started in around 2002 is when they started those ratings. It has never been the same as it was before 2002. And they did it because ratings were declined because we just lost Jordan and all of those guys. But if you look at the average NBA rating in 98 for average NBA game for rating at the time was, I think, a 17. And the average NBA rating this past year is an 8. It has never gone past, it has gone past 10 just 3 times. And it still never got close to a 15 like what it was before we started freedom of movement. Last year without freedom of movement, the ratings were 12 then. It has never gone to a 12 ever since freedom of movement started. This isn't hard to me, right?
I'll tell you one more thing that I don't like about the NBA, then I'll hop off. Back in the day in the 80s and 90s and maybe early 2000s, the coaches meant something. Now the coaches' influence is dwindling every year. And you got, I mean, like LeBron running the show and each team star pretty much running the show. I want the coaches to coach again, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, I mean, because a lot of it, though, too, is isolation basketball. You don't have to coach ISO or two passes and throw up a 27-foot three. You don't have to coach that much anymore. But we've seen, you know, I mean, you just decided you woke up and hate money. So this is kind of where we're at with the NBA these days, is they are just going to go back to what they – ratings have never been the same. It has gone down. Even when we had the years where we did have a renaissance with LeBron versus the Warriors, where people watched the finals, but it's still never been what it was before.
Yeah, but then you got
movement
to year 3 in a row, 4 in a row.
Well, and also you have 82 games before that people didn't watch during the regular season when people used to watch it. And you say, well, we didn't have cable channels then. Yeah, we did. We did have cable channels during those years. So it's just, it doesn't look like basketball. Like Grant Williams should be an all-star in the NBA. He should be an all-star level player. But right now, we don't have 6 foot six, 6 foot seven players who play with their back to the basket and can face up and can pass and can defend and can knock down the mid-range jump shot. In another generation, Grant Williams, in every other generation of basketball in the history of the world, Grant would be an NBA all-star level player. But because it's open floor, because it's AAU ball out there, one, the ratings are trash. Two, guys like Grant Williams struggle to find a spot on the floor. There's no reason in the world J.J. Redick shouldn't have been a much better player. And coming off of screens and things like that and coming off of curls. Admiral Schofield should be a guy that shouldn't be bouncing back and forth between the...
to literally every week, too.
Yeah, no. Because their D-League team or G-League team is in D.C. Yeah. So they can just, you know, have him drive to a different place
like
instead of driving into this
with Atlanta, yeah.
Exactly. So they send him... Admiral Schofield should never have a problem finding a roster spot. But because of what the NBA is right now with this AAU game, he has trouble finding a roster spot. Austin's next in on the starting lineup. 20, 30, or 40 club, Austin, where you're at, man?
30 club.
There you go. What do you have for us today?
Back in like 2003, 2004, I was like 18 and was watching every NASCAR race just because that's what was on TV on Sunday. And then what really killed it was when they moved it to NBC Sports. And you tune in, you'd watch the first six races, 10 races of the year, and then it disappeared. And you weren't following the sport anymore. I know it's the same thing that killed it for my father-in-law.
So it was just trying to find that. I have one thing that I have argued is NASCAR needs to, we're on a one or we're on a four. We're on a one or we're on a four. If it's on the West Coast, we're on a four. If it's on the East Coast, We're on a one. And that way you always, like I always know when every NFL window is going to start, right? Mm-hmm. That is one thing that has greatly hurt NASCAR, you're right, is that to be able to make sure that they got carriage, NBC Sports and FS1 are going to carry a lot of these races, and that means there's not a ton of eyeballs on the race week in, week out.
And I feel like that grassroots watcher, the old school watcher of NASCAR, isn't even going to buy cable.
I think most people have cable. That would, I actually think cable is kind of late adopter these days. Now, though, younger people aren't going to buy cable.
Now you're cord cutting.
Yeah,
now they're streaming everything.
Yeah. So unless you find a way to stream this thing, NASCAR, I think for the Daytona 500, had 53,000 streams last year. Yeah. That is a ridiculously low number. Frankly, you might see every Braves game have 53,000 streams on it. I mean, I'll be honest, our show probably has 53,000 streams today and the Daytona 500. So that's how behind the times NASCAR is on their streaming capabilities. I think that's part of it. I also think it's parade driving these days, man. I don't want to sit and watch cookie cutter track, parade driving. You know, there's not a lot of bumping. There's not rubbing, it's racing. It's who has the best tech. It's clean air wins everything. I don't want to watch that. This one of the things I've said, like, to fix NASCAR, this isn't hard. Kill these cookie cutter tracks. Let's go to the Milwaukee Mile. Let's go to the fairgrounds in Nashville. Let's go to Eldora and let's run heat racing until you get to the end of it and race a stock car. If you don't sell it, put the safety things you need to on it after the fact, but make that uniform. And if you run a Ford, you run a Ford. You run a Chevy, you run a Chevy. You run a Toyota, you run a Toyota. Dodge wants to get back in because it's more stock than it is you needing to spend tens of millions of dollars in testing so that you can find, you know, just whatever you need to horsepower or aero wise, do that. It's stock, the engine's stock, everything is stock outside of the tires and the safety features, and maybe the spoiler you want to put on that bad boy, but make that stuff uniform, and then we move on, and I think that you would get back to who can actually drive this thing and wants to get it done inside of a corner. And that would be something that I think that would bring the audience back again. 656-9900, your phone number, Star Bench Cuts next, starting lineup, 99.1, the Sports Animal. Starting lineup 99.1, the Sports Animal, Will West, Eric Kane, Colin Castleberry here with you. Tyler Ivins, day off after going to see the Islanders get smoked by the Predators last night.
Not the best mid-state trek last night for old Tyler Ivins.
There is nothing worse than traveling to see your team and they just get beat down. They just get put through a table.
And I've traveled to see the Braves do that many, many times. But 2018 opening day, one of my favorite sports stories. Drove down to Atlanta, saw the opening day game against the Phillies. Markakis walks it off. It was a walk-off opening day. That didn't happen for Tyler Ivins last night. His team got spanked 5-0.
Yeah, no. One time, went to a Falcons-Giants game. Tiff sprung for front row seats right behind the Giants bench as a gift to me. And the Giants, by the second drive of the third quarter, had benched Eli because they had a couple turnovers. The Falcons were up like 28-7, and they went ahead and just benched everybody.
Before.
And like that,
benched everybody. That's true.
Like,
well, nice. They had it that time.
That doesn't happen in the NFL either. Like, you don't bench your quarterback unless he's played awful. You know, and blowout wins and losses, your quarterback's out there.
Yeah.
So that's hard to do.
It is very hard to do.
One of my favorite sports stories ever is that me and a buddy drove to Nashville to see the Hawks play the Preds, and he was so excited because the Blackhawks were awful. I'm a diehard Blacks fan. We were terrible. Like 10, 15 games under 500. We beat them 7-2.
Yeah, see, that's the opposite of what I'm talking about here, guys. So, both of you are talking about that. 656-9900, your phone number. Time now for Start Bench Cut.
How do you rank them? It's time for Mary... The FCC says we can't do it that way. Let's play Start, Bench, or Cut on the starting lineup. Powered by Heritage Realty, locally owned and operated with over 50 years of experience in the Knoxville market, where today's technology meets traditional customer service. Heritage Realty.
All right.
Hey, what do you have for you? What do you have for us, Colin?
First up, NASCAR season kicks off tomorrow. Best tracks on the schedule, Start Bench Cut, Daytona, Talladega, Bristol.
So among these, I will start with Bristol. I'll bench Talladega. I'll cut Daytona. I would start, though, if I'm taking any of them.
Yeah.
I would start Richmond. I would bench Dover. I would cut Bristol.
You're going to start Bristol here, but you're going to cut Bristol in your...
Well, against Talladega and Daytona, yeah, okay. Bristol's better than those two, but the best two tracks are Dover and Richmond.
I would start, of these three, I would start Bristol and baby Bristol, Tennessee guy here. I would bench Talladega because you can go, four wide?
Yeah.
Four wide down turn three. And then
the big one happens all the time at Talladega.
And then, I mean, Daytona's awesome. It's the granddaddy of them all, but I'm gonna cut Daytona here.
I mean, I'm in the order given. Start Daytona, bench Talladega, and cut Bristol.
There you go.
You know, I guess Tennessee just doesn't like me.
You don't like Tennessee. One or the other.
One or the other. Well, I mean, maybe it's Virginia. I don't know. Worst leader in sports. Bench cut Roger Goodell, Rob Manfred, Mark Emmert.
This is really good.
This is really good.
This is
tough.
This is fantastic.
I'm going to start Mark Emmert.
Yeah.
I'm going to bench Rob Manfred. I'm going to cut Roger Goodell. I don't think Goodell does a bad job. I don't. I think he does a very, very, very good job.
This is tough because I think they've all three done horrible things in certain areas. Now, the thing about Roger Goodell, he has made the NFL so much money.
So much money.
So job well done, getting the job done. I think he's fumbled concussions severely.
Well, he's also fumbled Tyreek Hill still playing out there. After
exactly.
I know he broke his three-year-old's arm.
Yeah, I'm going to start Mark Emmert because, there's nothing more. You know, the Death Star doesn't hold a candle to what NCAA is doing right now in terms of horrible things. So I'm going to start Mark Emmert. I'm going to bench Roger Goodell, and as much as I hate Rob Manfred, and especially the last 6 weeks, how he continuously one-ups himself seemingly every other week here recently, I'm still going to cut Rob Manfred because I don't think he holds a candle to the other two.
Oh, man, this is tough. I'm going to start Rob Manfred, I'm going to bench Mark Emmert, and I'm going to cut Roger Goodell because I agree with Will. He's not terrible of those three. Rob Manfred, I'm a baseball purist. I can't do it. You're awful. While baseball starts today, our own Eric Kane will be on the call. Best concession.
Nice.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, a little plug there for you. Best concession stand purchase, though: beer and hot dogs, ice cream in a helmet, or nachos.
All right, you start the ice cream in the helmet because we used to go to Braves games and I would collect these. My brother and I would always get like 25 or 26, and we'd never end up getting all of them. And I'd be so upset that I couldn't get that one. I remember one time my mom made me throw ours out because we forgot to wash it out in the bathroom, and she wasn't going to let us take like been in the Atlanta heat, 90 degree heat for 3 hours, like caked on there. She wouldn't let us keep it in the car, so we had to throw it out. And I cried. I'm not kidding. I cried. So I'm going to start the ice cream and a helmet. I'm going to bench the hot dog. I'm going to cut the nachos.
All right. So I put beer and hot dogs together simply because you can't, you know, when you go to a baseball game. I'm going to start that one because that's two of my favorite things, beers and hot dogs, obviously. I'm going to bench ice cream because I love me some ice cream, and there's nothing like ice cream in a helmet. Tennessee Smokey's talking to you. And I'm going to cut nachos, even though nachos, the barbecue nachos, you put literally whatever you want to on nachos, and they're awesome. But in this order, I will cut the nachos.
I agree with Will's take. I'm just really happy that I can now go to a Vol baseball game and have beer and hot dogs.
They can.
Come up and hang out with me. Just kidding. I won't be having one of the booths.
But I'll have those four before he goes to the booth.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, there you go. All right, most looking forward to this weekend, All-Star Saturday night, the NBA All-Star Game, or Daytona 500.
I'm going to start All-Star Saturday night. I'm going to bench the Daytona 500, cut the NBA All-Star Game. There is, you could literally tell me I'll give you $100 if you sit through this NBA All-Star Game. Hard no. No chance.
I'm going to start the Daytona 500. I'll bench the All-Star Saturday night, and I'll cut the NBA All-Star Game. I, like you, don't care at
all. Nothing you can do to get me to watch
about
this.
The game. Yeah,
yeah, I agree with the way Will put it, though I will say I just got out of college, so I will take $100 if you'd like to give it to me to sit through the game. Just saying. Today is Simpsons creator Matt Groening's 66th birthday. The best cartoon all time. Simpsons, Family Guy, or South Park?
I don't see how you could not start The Simpsons after everything it's done, all the award. I mean, you can't not start The Simpsons. So you got to start The Simpsons. To me, I'm probably in the minority in this, even though they're both very, very popular. I'm gonna bench Family Guy, cut South Park. I agree with that. I've never been a South Park guy.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are.
It was great. And then after that, it's like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like I finally kind of got sick of it after a while.
McFarlane is just so smart and so creative and so funny that, you know, just the lines, the zingers, and they're bad. They're horrible. But Family Guy's
not for the kids. Fun. No, but I can still watch Family Guy and cry laughing.
Yes.
Every week.
Yeah.
All of them. And South Park got to a weird point where I couldn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
You start The Simpsons, you bench Family Guy, and you cut South Park. Though I'm highly offended, Animaniacs is the best cartoon of all time, and I will.
Yeah, I think in prime time is what we're looking for.
Yeah, also, that's fair. But I'll die on that hill.
Yeah, Rocket Power, old Nickelodeons and all that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we go back. Anyway, last one. Start, bench, cut, most likely regular season record for Tennessee football next year, 8-4, 9-3, 7-5.
I'll start 8-4. I'll bench 7-5. I will cut 9-3. I just don't think they're going to beat one of Oklahoma, Florida, Georgia, Alabama. Could they? Yes. But it is not easy to go through Kentucky, South Carolina, Missouri these days. Mm-hmm. But 8-4, I think, is the far most likely outcome.
The potential to be 9-3, but I'm going to cut 9-3. I'm going to start 7-5, actually, because of what you just said. It's really tough to win all the games you're supposed to nowadays in college football because the parity is just not, or because the parity is so great. I'm going to start 7-5 because I don't see Tennessee beating Florida, Georgia, or Alabama right now. Start 7-5, bench 8-4. I'll cut 9-3, though Tennessee certainly has the potential, especially if everything goes all right, getting Cade Mays eligible and all that, to go 9-3.
That is Start, Bench, Cut, brought to you by Heritage Realty. HeritageRealtyKnox.com, a boutique firm focusing on you, the client, over the needs of the Stales pipeline. Find out more. HeritageRealtyKnox.com. I apologize, Colin, to cut you off. What do you have for your, give me your Start, Bench, Cut for the record.
No, it's fine. Start 8-4, bench 7-5, cut 9-3. Though I will say 8-4 is my prediction. I lean toward 9-3 more than I do 7-5. I think this team is trending that direction more than they're trending 7-5.
Stay. We'll come back on the other side. Crossovers next. Brian Rice, Eric Gaines. Join us. Starting lineup 99.1, the Sports Animal. Who likes prizes?
I do.
Eric Gaines likes prizes. Colin Castleberry likes prizes. Yours truly, Will West, likes prizes. How about this? 656-9900. Your phone number, caller number 5, is going to be qualified to win the Coors Light Climb to the Championship grand prize. Caller number 5 right now. Here's what that means. Sessions, all of these sessions to the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament, plus $500 spending cash. Coors Light making it happen. And to caller number 5 right now is going to be qualified at 656-9900. Okay, Kaner, give me just a quick yes or no. We'll do the Dan Patrick or the Dan Le Batard show. See or no. Are you interested in the Daytona 500 this weekend? Yes or no?
Yeah, no.
Are you interested in the slam dunk contest and the NBA All-Star Saturday night this weekend?
No.
Are you interested in the NBA All-Star game this weekend?
Nope.
Are you interested in week 2 of the XFL, Eric Kane?
Sadly, yes. Of everything you just mentioned, the thing that's going to get my most attention this weekend will be the XFL. But of course, I'm going to tune in. I'm going to watch a little bit of the slam dunk. I'm definitely going to watch not all of it, but I'm going to watch some of the Daytona 500, of course. I'm going to do all that stuff. But the thing that I'm looking forward to watching the most is week two of the XFL because I have a problem and I love football. Just kind of how it is. Two of my to the windows were XFLs.
Yes. Eric Kane giving you XFL lines. Picks against the number to the XFL. That coming up earlier in the program. If you want to podcast, it's 99.1thesportsanimal.com. You can find out what Eric's XFL picks were. Do we have both Ainge and Brian Rice? What's going on here?
Yeah, we're both here.
Wow. Hey
guys. All right, Colin needs to push a button because we have the 1 second delay echo. There it is. Okay. Good job. All right, good job.
Okay, are you guys in on Daytona 500? Are you in on it or not?
I have to DVR it because I am working the Lady Falls game, which starts 30 minutes after the Daytona 500.
I am not working the Lady Falls game, and I will not be watching the Daytona
500. B-Rice, you're still pretty avid NASCAR guy. You watch about every week, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Are you guys in on the NBA All-Star Saturday night? Dunk contest, three-point contest, yada.
No, because I couldn't tell you who's in. But when you stopped having to be an all-star to be too. In those, then I'm out.
I will just say you've ever heard of two of these guys, and one of them because of the NCAA tournament a few years ago.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Yeah, Ainge.
Yo.
All-Star Saturday night, are you in on it or not?
No, I just don't. I don't like. See, like the NBA All-Star Weekend used to be really cool, and they may still have all the A-list celebrities that go. It didn't used to just be like Kevin Hart. And people like that. Like, I just, it was like everybody. Brad Pitt would go.
It is comical to see tiny little Kevin Hart again. It's really fun.
I think that game, if they still do that game, the celebrity game.
They do like Friday night, yes, tonight.
Yeah, like that's entertaining at least because there's always like, you know, Justin Bieber will cross somebody over and then everyone's like, oh, and they get excited and then. And I'll watch it for 20 or 30 minutes. The All-Star game I can't watch.
No, the All-Star game's terrible. They used to have on the celebrity game, the lead singer from Arcade Fire and the guy that used to be the director of the CIA would just go out there and house people. And it was just kind of crazy to watch the last two guys you would have expected out there in the celebrity game just to go out there and maul people would just be the best two players on the floor by a country mile.
I'd be curious if Obama got in the mix, if he could play, because he always had guys come over and play. But when you're the president and you invite people to play pickup.
Get the friendly whistle.
Yeah, I mean, beyond, right? I mean, like, you talk about, that's like brother-in-law church league at its finest. Yeah. It's like, Barack's got, wow, great shot, Prez. You know, good job. But if he goes out there and plays, I mean, now he's a has-been. I mean, they could actually D him up and swat him and throw him. We could actually see if Barack's any good.
Barack dropping bombs.
How powerful does someone have to be before you won't body them up? I remember Bieber, they played it on the Levitard show. It's the only reason I saw it. But he did this Instagram video where he crosses up one of his buddies and goes by him for a layup. And you can tell on there the buddy's really not honestly playing defense, right? Like, but he's probably like the turtle of whatever Bieber's entourage situation is. And so he just lets him go past him. How powerful does somebody have to be before you will let them beat you in a sport?
Ari Gold would have sent that to the fifth row.
Yes, he would have. Yes, he would have.
Never, because
I'm not playing. I'm not. Listen, if I'm going to play, the only time I've ever done anything like that is I'm not going to name the sport because then it would be obvious, but I played in a little competitive deal with a sponsor and sponsor ended up on the other team.
Oh, I'm letting the sponsor hoop every time. There's no chance.
Yeah.
Celebrity-wise, absolutely not.
If Chad, we're at Rusty Wallace on today. If Chad wants to get a couple inside the key, I'll let it go.
Well, Chad's gonna crush
you. Yeah, Chad
to get us into the fifth row.
I was gonna say that's the key. I love Chad, but I would sit it into the fifth row on Chad.
If said person was responsible for my financial gains, they can cross me over. They can dunk on me. They can do literally whatever. Give me that money.
I'll give you my talent fee today, Kaner. If I can come over here and embarrass you and make a sweet video and post it on Instagram.
Literally don't care. I know your talent fee's through the roof, so I'll take it.
Cater's on the way.
What's coming up on the program, guys?
All right, we'll give you half.
All of that and more. No, we will talk about what's coming up this weekend in the world of sports. The Astros spoke yesterday and made it 1,000 times worse. And we're going to rank the 9 NFL free agent quarterbacks.
It's so bad the Astros apologized and people want a worse punishment. That's how bad they were at this yesterday.
Yeah. I think they hired Baylor's PR
firm. I think they watched my 9 and my 6-year-old do forced apology. Yeah. Like I must have videoed that and sent. Oh, say sorry to your sister. Sorry.
I'm sorry that you ran into my fist when I was swinging out in the air wildly.
Sorry you're a punk and you touched my Pokemon card.
The best part, and I know we're running past it, but the best part is when the owner says, well, it didn't impact the outcome. Wait, you said it didn't impact the outcome?
Well, no, I didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
Oh, my God.
You called the Francesa. Just said this.
Yeah, it's called the Francesa in our business.
When he said he didn't say it, he said it again and then said he didn't say it. I've never seen this.
EA Show with Brian Rice live from Rusty Wallace Honda. Coming up next, this is The Starting Lineup, 99.1 The Sports Animal.